Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
The magic bullet enters the president's back, headed downward at an angle of 17 degrees. It then moves upward in order to leave Kennedy's body from the front of his neck, wound number two, where it waits 1.6 seconds, presumably in midair, where it turns right, then left, and continues into Connally's body at the rear of his right armpit, wound number three. The bullet then heads downward at an angle of 27 degrees, shattering Connally's fifth rib and exiting from the right side of his chest, wound number four. The bullet then turns right and re-enters Connally's body at his right wrist, wound number five. Shattering the radius bone, the bullet then exits Connally's wrist, wound number six, makes a dramatic U-turn, and buries itself into Connally's left thigh, wound number seven, from which it later falls out and is found in almost pristine condition on a stretcher in a corridor of Parkland Hospital. That's some bullet. Anyone who's been in combat will tell you never in the history of gunfire has there been a bullet this ridiculous.
Film director, producer, screenwriter Oliver Stone has won numerous Academy Awards for his work on such iconic films as Platoon, Wall Street, JFK, Born on the 4th of July, Natural Born Killers, Salvador, and W. His film, JFK, is now available as a collector's edition, a director-approved 4K scan of the original camera negative. Perhaps the most enduring legacy of Stone's film JFK is its part in passage of the JFK Assassination Records Collection Act, a promise made by then-President George H.W. Bush in 1992 to release all documents pertaining to the event. And while thousands of documents have been released, that promise has not been entirely fulfilled. Oliver also directed the four-part documentary series JFK, Destiny Betrayed, and JFK Revisited, Through the Looking Glass. Oliver Stone, welcome back to Coast AM. How are you?
Hello, Richard. I'm fine, thank you. It sounds like a wonderful, you gave us a wonderful send-off there. Your words, I mean, I'm glad it's had an impact and lasted, the film.
James DiEugenio is one of the most respected researchers and writers on the political assassinations of the 1960s. He's the author of Destiny Betrayed, JFK, Cuba, and the Garrison Case, first published in 1992, with a second greatly revised edition issued in 2012, and Reclaiming Parkland, published in 2013 and reissued in expanded form in 2016, offering a detailed critical examination of the Warren Commission's evidence and conclusions, along with an analysis of the CIA's influence in Hollywood. the JFK assassination, JFK Revisited through the Looking Glass, and he's also co-author of the JFK assassination chokeholds that prove there was a conspiracy. And of course, Jim wrote the screenplays for Oliver Stone's four-part documentary series, JFK Destiny Betrayed and JFK Revisited through the Looking Glass. Jim, welcome back to Coast. How are you?
It's not nice to be here. Nice to talk to you again, Richard.
Well, congratulations to you both on both the four-part documentary series and JFK Revisited. As I mentioned, I watched it again last night. I can't recommend it enough. It's really required viewing. But Oliver, if I could start with you. Now, I've known you, Jim, for about 15 years, I'm thinking. And when you told me you were going to be working with Oliver Stone, working on the screenplay for these two documentaries, I was very excited for you. And I know before JFK, the film was created in 91. Oliver, you were quoted, I think, in the New York Times saying it's not a true story per se. It explores all the possible scenarios of why Kennedy was killed, who killed him, and why. But Oliver, I guess I'm wondering, would JFK the movie have been different, do you think, if you knew James DiEugenio way back then?
Not significantly, but there would be a few things that would be improved, sure, because we learned a lot since 1991. A lot of it through the Assassination Records Review Board, which existed from 94 to 98. But as you said earlier, not all the documents have been released. You mentioned, I think, 60,000 were released, but 4,000 are still classified.
Would it be possible, Oliver, to make JFK today, the film, not the documentaries, a Hollywood blockbuster like this?
Probably not, because it was a certain time and place in 1991, 1990. The Warner Brothers executives were all more open to the concept of making a hard thriller. Now, I think you'd be getting so sensitive about everything that I don't know. I really don't know. They're scared. They're scared of controversy, and they're scared of frankly, of John Kennedy, who's a dynamic president and still, let's say, an undiscovered president, because a lot of the things he did, people don't know about. And Jim and I, in the book and in this documentary, tried to bring out some of the changes that were going on in this country in that interregnum in 1960 to 1963. But then a lot of it went backwards after that. A lot of it went backwards with the new president, Lyndon Johnson, and his policies.
Jim, everybody asks, where were you when JFK was shot? But where were you when JFK, the movie, was shot? And what did the film mean to you as a JFK assassination researcher, seeing how the film really created this groundswell resulting in the JFK Assassination Records Act and the review board? What did it mean to you as a researcher?
Well, that's a funny story that you should bring up, because when I got out of film school, all right, my friend at the time, a guy named Rob, said, Jim, why don't you write a screenplay? And I said, about what? And he goes, well, what strikes you as being really interesting, So I thought, well, why don't I write a script about the JFK case? And that's how I started doing the research on this, okay? And I picked up Variety one Saturday. I stood on the newsstand, and I see this story. Oliver Stone purchases the rights to Jim Garrison's book on the trail. And by the way, I was going to do it through Garrison also. Okay, mm-hmm. So there went my idea. So that's what I was doing at the time that I read about this, and I saw the film, and almost every filmmaker, for example, Brian De Palma on The Untouchables, that screenplay by David Mamet, who me and Oliver actually met for lunch one day. That is so wildly off the real story, but somehow that's okay. Oliver took some liberties. And by the way, as he said, you know, it was almost impossible not to, because you didn't have the release of all the documents. And he gets pummeled, you know, for the dramatic license that he uses. You know, I think it has something to do, like what he said, with the radioactivity around John F. Kennedy, that, you know, the mainstream media does not want to admit who Kennedy was and what he was doing. But anyway, that's what I was doing at that time. I was doing a treatment at that time, and then I just sat back and watched this unbelievable spectacle that was playing out, for which is unprecedented in the history of cinema. This whole, I think it went on, was it over a year? It went on for over a year. You know, if you think the lead up, because Oliver was being attacked 7 months before the picture was even released, you know, and then it went on all the way to the Academy Awards. And to this day, and I don't mind saying this at all, to this day, I'm convinced that without that controversy, JFK would have probably won about 5 or 6 Academy Awards instead of the 2 that it did for Robert Richardson, the director of photography, and the 2 editors that was one of them named? What are their names, Oliver?
Pietro Scalia and Joe Hucci.
Yeah, and that was a really brilliantly edited film. Okay, you know, and they really deserved it, and so did Bob Richardson. Okay?
Yeah, it's masterful.
So I watched this thing play out for like over a year, and I was really stunned, really shocked. You know, Oliver really did try to counter this. I mean, he replied to a lot of those attacks, okay? You know, but it was just relentless. You know, I never seen anything like that before in my life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
You both mentioned, you know, the media, and, you know, it's often been said that legacy media sort of, you know, murdered Kennedy again. But in the, getting back to the documentary, and I'll put this one to you, Oliver, there's that scene where the Warren Commission member, John L. McCloy, he's on CBS, he's being interviewed by Walter Cronkite. And Cronkite asks him something about whether the commission worked as hard at trying to question whether Oswald killed Kennedy alone as it did trying to prove that he did. Did they put as much effort into trying, you know, to determine whether he didn't kill Kennedy? And McCloy said he'd come back to that question later. Instead, he offered some statement about whether it was suitable, for, you know, and, you know, was it, whether it was suitable for him to, you know, to be even on the show. And then it came out, as you point out in the documentary, McCloy and his daughter colluded with the CBS president at the time behind the scenes to totally sort of shape and manipulate the show. And I'm just wondering, you know, here we are 60 years later. Has anything changed in that regard?
It was very sloppy, the investigation. The Warren Commission was really in the dark because Alan Dulles was the most active member of the Warren Commission. And, of course, he'd been head of the CIA, and I think he knew quite a bit more about the assassination. But he didn't even bother to tell the other participants that we had tried to assassinate Castro since 1959 and that we had been heavily involved in financing the anti-Castro groups that were trying to get into Cuba. Didn't even tell anybody about it. So from the get-go, you have the secrecy. The CIA is right there at the trial, at the investigation, guiding the movement of the Warren Commission. So it's patently false, and you see it all the time. When you go into these issues specifically, you feel the rigidity of their thinking because they don't want to think about it.
They seem to still cling to, I don't know, the, you know, Gerald Posner's Case Closed or Bugliosi's Reclaiming History. I mean, aside from what, maybe Tucker Carlson, are you seeing any movement in the New York Times or elsewhere that they're at least open to the idea that it was a conspiracy?
Are you asking me or Jim?
Either of you, yeah. Oliver or Jim, either of you, yeah.
Listen, this thing is it's ridiculous that 60 years afterward we're still arguing these points, because even if the government people were to admit they knew more and they were involved in some way, all the main people are dead, and we paused, you know. The people we're interested in are the files of, or the people in the CIA mostly, who were around that time and were working directly on the case of Castro and obviously of Kennedy. And that includes people like David Phillips and George Joannides, William Harvey. You know, these names have been mentioned many times before. And they keep cropping up in relationship to Oswald, too, who was another, and James Angleton. Angleton seems to have been very involved in the Oswald story. He's the counterterrorism chief for the CIA. So these names have just come up again and again and again, and it's a shame that it never gets past that, because these people are dead, and the new people, they don't know what they know. I mean, but they just don't want to know. You see, that's the problem. They don't want to know, and as a result, our history is blocked. Like it's constipated. We can't get out of ourselves. We can't progress without going through this process of revelation. And it's a shame, because it would also be a catharsis.
We desperately are in need.
Documentary.
Why did we make it? You know, the reason we made it, Jim and I, was because we were so aggravated that after 30 years, nothing was really happening. Even the ARB work had been ignored by the media for the most part. Just a few headlines here and there, like Northwoods and stuff. But so much more was revealed, so much more, and it was not shared. It was not shared by the media. Grudging, ugly reaction continues to this day.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.